Marlena is my stepson's girlfriend.
Disrespected in her own home.
I had caught them frisky in the bedroom, and I kind of lectured them.
You can understand that, Mr. Torres, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But the worst...
Marlene didn't like that, so she started trashing me on Facebook.
...was yet to come.
Tell me what proof that you have that these two young ladies were involved in vandalizing your car.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Debbie and Victor Martinez are suing Carlos Torres and his daughters, 19-year-old Marlena and 16-year-old Rosa, for the cost to fix their car. The plaintiffs claim Carlos's daughters vandalized their vehicle.
Order. All rise.
United States case number 67 on the calendar in the matter of Martinez versus Torres.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Martinez, it is your claim that these two young ladies vandalized your car. How old are you?
16.
And
19.
You?
19.
Okay. And because one of the girls is a minor, you have included her father in the lawsuit as a responsible person for their acts of criminal acts. Mr. Torres says his daughters didn't do it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Are you positive?
Yes.
About both girls?
Yes, Your Honor.
That neither one of them had anything to do with it.
Right.
And if they said that they had anything to do with it at some point, they would be lying. If they said that they had something to do with vandalizing Miss Martinez's car, then they would be lying because they didn't vandalize the car.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So if one of your daughters wrote someplace on the internet that she vandalized Miss Martinez's car, what would you say about that?
I questioned them up and down. They swear to me that...
No. I don't want to swear. They lie. Teenagers lie. They lie when they wake up in the morning and their mouths start to move. I'm asking you if one of them was having a conversation with another one and talked about vandalizing Miss Martinez's car, what would you think?
I thought I believed that they did, you know.
You would believe that they did it?
Right.
Okay. I just want to... know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Now, Miss Martinez, how do you know these girls?
Marlena is my stepson's girlfriend.
Marlena, and that would be
me.
And
you.
She has a child with him.
That would be you. You're 19.
Yes.
And you have a child with
Andy.
Your son.
Yes, Andy Martinez.
And?
Well, how this whole thing started where she scratched my car, because initially she has no respect. She does not respect, and...
Was she living with you?
No. Initially, when she met Andy, she would come over to the house and that. And then there was a time where I had caught them frisky in the bedroom and that, and I kind of lectured them, and Marlene didn't like that, so she started trashing me on Facebook, and it all started, and then I told her, I don't like this. I just was trying to teach her a little bit of respect. And then she would send me text messages.
You mean you found them doing things that you felt were inappropriate?
In our house.
In your home.
In our home.
In your home. You can understand that, Mr. Torres, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You can understand that.
And she
you
didn't
wouldn't like it.
And...
You wouldn't like it if his son came to your house and you caught him messing around with your daughter.
Exactly. You know?
Right?
Right.
Would you have a talk with them?
Yes, I would.
That's what she did. So what was wrong with that?
Wasn't appropriate.
No, what was wrong with her having a talk with you?
That's not the real reason why it all happened.
Well, tell me why it all happened.
Them two argue a lot. And
who argues?
Debbie and Victor. And she would text me when she left asking where her man was. And I would answer her, he's either home or he's in New York. If he was in New York, she would say, well, he's probably with some other woman. And if I said that he was home...
No, Honor, this is a complete lie.
If I said that he was home, she would ask me what he's doing. And she would constantly ask me every time they broke up.
Every time these two people broke up?
She would leave and go to her house. And I got sick of it eventually and told her, because Victor told me to not answer her anymore, so I told her, can you stop asking?
You're Victor?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, it sounds like a much too incestuous a relationship.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Listen, I don't care.
When was your car vandalized? The weekend of March 11th.
And do you have photographs of the vandalized car? Okay, car's clearly been keyed. And you didn't see anybody do it?
No, we
And you didn't
home.
See anybody do it?
No, Your Honor.
And you have no witnesses that saw anybody do it?
No, Your Honor.
Now, tell me what proof that you have that these two young ladies were involved in vandalizing your car.
I have Facebook conversation and text messages from
I'd like
Marlena.
To see them.
Ma'am, just stay there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Who wrote, "We were stupid, we weren't thinking, but can you please, I swear on everything, I will pay for the damage, just please don't do this." You wrote that. Raise your hand higher. What weren't you thinking about?
Well, I seen it happen, but I didn't do it.
Just a second. We were stupid, we weren't thinking. So now you say you weren't stupid, somebody else was stupid.
Yes.
Who was stupid?
This girl, Stephanie.
Stephanie what?
I don't know her last name.
Yeah. Who is she?
My friend Sarah's cousin.
What was she doing near her car?
We were walking around and we were telling her what was going
telling
on.
Telling who?
Stephanie. What was going on. And then she said somebody needs to put her in place.
I don't know Stephanie.
No, listen to me. I'm listening to this baloney. Along with Mr. Torres, who's listening to his daughter. Now you're getting the drift, Mr. Torres?
Yes, I do.
Making a little more sense to you? Okay, so now you're walking with Stephanie and telling her all about Miss Martinez, and Stephanie, with no last name, says somebody has to put her in her place.
Yes.
Right? And then what happened?
And then she ran up to the car.
Just a second. She doesn't know Stephanie. How did she know her car?
We were walking around over there, around the neighborhood.
I don't care whether you're walking around over there. You mean Miss Martinez's car was the only car on the street?
No.
No. So how did Stephanie, with no name, find out which one was her car? Who told her? Raise your hand. That would be you.
Yes.
That makes you responsible.
It was in my yard.
Jump. Her father gets it now. He's beginning to get it. Right, Mr. Torres?
Yes, ma'am.
See? Your father doesn't like to be humiliated. He came here, he believed you. My daughter swore up and down they had nothing to do with this, right?
That's what they told me.
Who was with you with the lovely Stephanie with no name? Raise your hand. That would be you. Got it, Mr. Torres?
Yes, ma'am.
So I will allow you to deal with them in your own way, in your own time frame.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm begging you. Please, I'll pay for the damage. Can you please just drop it?
She means the charges.
Shh.
Did you see the part where they were going to egg it?
I saw that.
After the damages?
What difference it make? Mr. Torres now understands that both of his daughters are liars. And he also understands that they vandalized your car and they allowed him to come on to a courtroom setting that is going to be seen by 10 million people and embarrass him. May I see the bill to have the car fixed, please? Mr. Torres, does this one work?
She's going to college.
Who takes care of her child?
Me and Mom.
Are these your only two children?
No, that's another 26-year-old boy. He's on his own.
So you were just about getting ready to enjoy yourself, right? You and your wife enjoy a little bit. Now you're starting all over again. Really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Really smart.
Let us see the grandchild either.
Just a second. That's not my problem. Take that up with somebody else. You should have kicked her out of your house before. What do you do?
Go to school.
What else?
Nothing.
Well, get something. It's going to cost $2,300 to fix their car. That's your responsibility. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Thank you. Parties are excused. You may step out.
Apologize to the Martinez family.
As you can see, they have no respect.
I wasn't aware of that, too.
They don't know respect.
Well, the girls, up to now.
Hopefully, they learned a lesson.
They swear to me up and down that they didn't have nothing to do with the scratching of the cars.
Respect.
To come to find out now that that wasn't true.
You have to respect people and their property.
And they let me down. They lied to me.
Just because you don't like somebody don't mean you can go destroy their property.
You know, strain it out when I get home.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Stevens versus Haas. Step forward.
Crystal Stevens is suing her former friend, 20-year-old Brittany Haas, for breaking a window in her home.
Ms. Stevens, the defendant was a friend of yours who was living at your house. It is your claim that she broke a window in your house. You want her to pay for that window?
Correct.
And Ms. Haas says you want her for gas. She's got a counterclaim. Did you break her window?
Oh, I cracked it.
Well, that's broken.
Well,
a cracked window is a broken window.
Okay.
Why did you break her window?
It was an accident. I had threw my witness a water bottle and she missed it. And I text Crystal right away.
Just a second. You threw your witness a water bottle?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the water bottle that cracked the window?
Yeah, it was a frozen water bottle. I threw it from the kitchen and asked her to put it in my bag, and it cracked it, like, this big, and I text Crystal.
When it cracked it a little bit or a lot, you broke the window.
Mm-hmm.
You say you did it by accident. It doesn't make any difference. Who's supposed to fix the window if you broke it?
I text Crystal immediately and said my dad would be there in the morning to fix her window. She texted me and told me I needed to get out of her house right away.
I don't care about that. I asked you a question. Who was supposed to fix the window if you broke the window?
I was.
Good. Did you?
No.
Then you have to. Do you have a bill for the window?
I do.
Perfect. May I see it? You have a picture of this window?
I do.
I'd like to see it. It was a big window?
It is.
Yeah. Okay. And they charged you $730?
They charged me $780 for the window, the hole in the wall.
$730,
and the hole in the wall and the broken vent.
What's the hole in the wall and broken vent?
The hole in the wall was in her closet room, the one she stayed in, and then the vent was in her closet also.
Yes.
May I see them pictures, please?
Absolutely.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The time that she's saying that I stole her credit card, I did not have a car.
Did she have a car?
She did, Your Honor.
Were you driving her car?
Was not driving her car.
Did you ever drive her car?
Never drove her car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Crystal Stevens says former friend Brittany Haas broke a window in her home and refuses to pay for it. Brittany is countersuing, claiming Crystal used her gas card without permission.
I assume that this is the vent that you're talking about.
Correct.
I'm not interested in the mess. It's just this?
Yeah.
And this hole?
Correct.
Fine. Bird, would you show that to Ms. Haas, please?
Your Honor, this is crazy because how does she know this was in my room? I never broke no vent.
I'm just asking you, did you put a hole in her wall?
No.
Did you break the vent?
No.
Okay. So we're dealing with a window. That's what she says she broke. Do you have a separate statement for the window?
I do not, Your Honor.
Okay. So is what you're telling me any amount that is paid belongs to Mount View Estates?
Correct.
And how much do you owe them in total?
$3,407. That's for a past rent that the defendant agreed to pay.
No, you don't even have that as part of your case. I mean, what you're suing her for are damages for $730, but
correct.
She owes the window to anybody. She owes it to Mounds View Estate, not
correct.
To you. So any check that's written is to Mounds View Estate.
Correct.
Okay. We're going to give Mounds View Estate $400 to fix this window, because that's what you broke.
Your Honor, I spoke to her mother the next day, and Crystal actually stole my credit card, and she admitted it to me in front of my witness, and she admitted to her mother the next day when I spoke to her mother. Her mother said...
I haven't gotten to your counterclaim yet.
Okay.
So far, you owe $400 for the window. That's a reasonable amount of
but
money.
But she never returned my text or my phone calls for me to go out there to fix the window.
Are you a glacier? You can't fix a window.
Okay, how am I supposed to get into her house?
You're not supposed to get into her house. The landlord's going to come and fix the window. It's a rental. She owes him a lot of money. Well, why should you get away with breaking a window and not paying for it?
Correct.
That's what you have to do. Now, you have a counterclaim for $200 for gas.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use her credit card for gas?
I did not, Your Honor.
You did not? Okay. Show me that she used your credit card for gas.
I have all my bank statements right here. And when I had confronted Crystal about taking my credit card, she said she used it to fill up her tank to bring her son to daycare, which is the Super America is 2 blocks away from her son's daycare. And also, I got $10 fees each day. My account was negative. And she admitted to me that she took my card. And she also admitted to her mother that she took my card.
Stand up.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, can I say something?
What?
I have a text message from Brittany stating that she put the gas in her car to bring my son to school. Can I show you that?
I'd like to see it.
Offer your child support card.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Crystal Stevens says former friend Brittany Haas broke a window in her home and refuses to pay for it. Brittany is countersuing, claiming Crystal used her gas card without permission.
Your last name is?
Metcalf.
All right, Ms. Metcalf, did you have a discussion with your daughter with regard to a gas credit card?
No, I did not.
You never had a conversation? I didn't ask you whether there was any admission to taking it or anything else. So what you're saying is you never had a conversation about a credit card?
That is correct. I never did.
Okay.
That is wrong, Your Honor.
Where did it happen, this conversation?
At Julie's house the next day when I returned Crystal's son's car seat to her. Me and her mother had like a 2-hour conversation, and I let her know everything was going on at the house, and she said that, okay, my father would fix the window and that she would give me back the money that Chris had owed me from my credit card. They never returned my phone calls or nothing. I showed up at Julie's house a couple times. They never answered the
door. How much gas was used on the credit card?
$219.
Let me see it.
Can I say something, Your Honor?
Yep.
The time that she's saying that I stole her credit card, I did not have a car.
You didn't have to have a car? Did she have a car?
She did, Your Honor.
Open. Were you driving her car?
I was not driving her car.
Did you ever drive her car?
Never drove her car.
It's not $219 in gas.
It should be 30401. I have it highlighted on the top of the page.
I know what you have highlighted here. I don't know what overdraft fees are. $10, $10, $10, $10, $35, $35. She's not paying overdraft fees.
Well, that's from her negative in my account.
I just asked you how much she spent for gas. Gas. Do you want to give me a figure?
Over $100. It's all on the sheets.
Am I correct that this is for gas? 40, that's for gas, is 25, is that correct? And these are overdraft charges, and then there's 14 for gas.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Your Honor, can I say something?
What?
I have a text message from Brittany stating that she put the gas in her car to bring my son to school. Can I show you that?
I'd like to see it.
Offer your child support card.
In the yellow.
Oh, nice.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How long did you live with her?
From November 1st to November 25th.
And during the time that you lived with her, did you take care of your rent and expenses?
No, the agreement was that Crystal had got emergency assistance through the county for November. She got her first month's rent and her damage. She said that she had November taken care of in December. And so she said I needed to start paying $200 as of January 1st.
So you didn't pay any rent?
No.
And you didn't pay any other expenses?
Yeah, I bought utilities around the house.
What utilities did you buy around the house?
It's like toilet paper, dish soap. I bought towels and stuff to go in the house when we first moved there.
Great. And $89 worth of gas?
Yep, that Crystal.
Yeah, consider that your rent. You're writing out a check to the apartment complex for $400 for the broken window. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She never expressed any problem that she was having with your 16-year-old?
No.
A problem child comes between roommates.
Why would she move out if everything was fine?
I don't know.
Judge Judy.
It affected me bad because we were really close friends.
Chris was a liar.
She really was the only true friend I had.
But the dirtiest person I've ever lived with in my entire life.
Until all this happened, it's personally not Brittany.
We were, never will be again.
Brittany is the polite, nicest person you could ever meet. It's the people that she hangs out with.
I will never talk to that broad again.
Don't live with people.